Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entricken.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entricken, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Hope you all had a great Tuesday, and we'll get you recapped on the news and notes and get you ready for opening day on Thursday, as there's no more spring training games on Wednesday. So a little bit of news probably tomorrow, some previews for the regular season, and we are rocking and rolling. All right, let's talk about some recent news and notes from Tuesday. We reported on the previous show that Dylan Carlson was in a collision with Jordan Walker, diving for a ball in right center field, and he left the game with a shoulder injury. Dylan Carlson has a sprained AC joint in his shoulder. He will miss some time, no specific timetable, I'd imagine, two-ish months, give or take, but we'll see, as every shoulder injury is different. What this does, though, with Lars Nootbaar still rehabbing his rib injury as he's getting closer to returning, but still a little ways away. Tommy Edmonds still not even swinging a bat yet with his wrist injury. That brings back Victor Scott II to the table. This is a big-time prospect that people are very excited for. They put draft capital in him. They added him in the waiver wire this past week, but he got sent to AAA. That was short-lived, as Victor Scott has returned to the Cardinals, and the Cardinals already announced he will be the opening day center fielder for the St. Louis Cardinals, and they kick off the season on Thursday in Los Angeles against the Dodgers. Victor Scott provides a pretty decent batting average situation, at least through the minors and in the Arizona Fall League, plus a ton of stolen bases, stealing over 90 bases throughout the minor leagues last year. So there's a lot going on there. You'll see a lot of Estra Ruiz comps thrown out here and there, which actually checks out because similar stat profiles and production throughout the minor leagues, except Estra Ruiz comes up to the bigs, can't really hit for average, steals a ton, now he's platooning. Victor Scott might be better than that, but just temper your overall expectations on Victor Scott. Have fun if you're in need of stolen bases. Scott's a nice player to take a shot on, but overall, I wouldn't expect too much else in the fantasy categories. It finally happened, folks. Jordan Montgomery signed a major league contract. It's only Tuesday, March 26th, when he signed this contract, but hey, here we go. Jomo signed a deal with the Arizona Diamondbacks, one-year deal, $25 million, with a second-year option for $25 million if he makes at least 10 starts in 2024, which Jomo should do. The Diamondbacks said it's going to take a few weeks for Montgomery to get stretched out in some minor league rehab assignments type setups as he ramps up for the season. They're expecting him back in 2 to 3 weeks. With Montgomery still coming back and Edward Rodriguez on the IL, Tommy Henry of the Arizona Diamondbacks was announced as the third starter in the rotation, a la Edward Erod's spot in the rotation. Montgomery had a 4.15 ERA over 89 innings pitched last year for the D-backs. He's a prospect, not a high-end prospect, but a prospect for the D-backs. Had a rough spring training, ERA over 5 and 23 innings pitched. He'll fit into the third spot in the rotation, imagine, until Montgomery is ready to roll. Or if for some reason he outpitches Ryan Nelson, which anything's possible. Justin Verlander did throw his two-inning sim game on Tuesday. It went pretty well. Verlander threw 32 pitches. He sat around 92 to 94 miles per hour, hitting 95 occasionally, which resembles his 2023 velocities. Verlander said he felt good afterwards, and if he feels good on Wednesday, they'll schedule out his rehab program throughout the minors as he ramps back up, with the expectations of Verlander joining the Astros in the end of April, early May. Manny Margot of the Minnesota Twins was hit by a pitch on his hand on Tuesday. He left the game. After the game, the Twins reported Margot had a hand contusion, not overly concerned. They expect him back on Thursday for the opener this season. Just remember these contusions can be goofy. Ask DJ LeMahieu. Tony Kemp is now a Baltimore Oriole. He was released by the Cincinnati Reds recently. The Orioles signed him to a major league contract. They had to sign him to a major league contract as Tony Kemp has no more minor league options. Tony Kemp should be a utility player for the Orioles, which, again, you know, with Norby sent down and Holiday sent down, it's just another infielder to get in the way until they are ready, potentially, with Kemp taking a spot on the 40-man roster for Baltimore. Nick Maton, who was out of options, was designated for assignment. Some good news out of Miami. Edward Cabrera, he threw a two-inning sin game on Tuesday, throwing 39 pitches, threw all of his pitches except his slider. And Cabrera said he felt great afterwards. Cabrera had a shoulder impingement on March 10th that shut him down, but he revealed after his two innings on Tuesday that the pain in his shoulder went away shortly thereafter the impingement on the 10th, and he's just ramping back up, which means he might be closer to returning than expected. Braxton Garrett is also on a path to getting back to the Marlins pretty quickly as well. So in a perfect world, the Marlins are going to get Garrett and Cabrera back by maybe the third week of April, beginning of May, so they could have that rotation looking a lot better than it looks on paper right now. Vaughn Grissom of the Boston Red Sox, we finally have a little bit of an idea on when they expect him to get rocking and rolling. Grissom is going to stay back for an extended spring training with the Red Sox people in Florida, and then when they have their home opener on the 9th, he's going to rejoin the team on the 7th in Boston for a couple days. And at that point, after doing some drills and whatnot with the major league club, the Red Sox will decide Grissom's next plan of attack on where they will assign him for his minor league rehab assignment, with the expectation that Grissom returns in late April. Shane Boz and Taj Bradley were both placed on the IL by the Tampa Bay Rays as they continue to rehab back from their injuries. Wouldn't expect either one of them back till late April at the absolute earliest. I'm still thinking May. For both of them, maybe a bit later. Some good news for John Means. Means is expected to start his rehab assignment for AAA Norfolk pretty much right away and make several rehab assignments. You know, minor league rehab assignments, I believe, are about 30 days, give or take. So once that rehab assignment starts, the clock starts, and at the end of the rehab clock, you have to either bring him to the bigs or kind of let him go. But it looks like Means is progressing properly. When he was diagnosed in February, this was kind of the plan of attack. And if all goes well, John Means could be pitching for the Orioles by the end of April. Last but not least, Mike Yastrzemski of the San Francisco Giants may play on Thursday, but then might go to the paternity list over the weekend to start the season. So just keep that in mind. His wife is set to be induced on Friday for the birth of their child. And if that takes place in your deeper formats or NL-only leagues where you have Mike Yastrzemski, he will likely not be available for the rest of the opening series against the San Diego Padres. That'll wrap us up for the news and notes from Tuesday. Before we get into some hitting highlights and more, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day disinfecting wipes conveniently tackle surfaces, including remotes, tablets, and smartphones, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Casey Bubba, a.k.a. on Twitter at BDEntric. All right, let's have some fun. Here's some hitting highlights from the last day of spring training. Ivan Herrera, 2-for-2 with a double, home run, 2 runs scored, and an RBI. Herrera should be the backup catcher to Wilson Contreras in St. Louis. I've been preaching all offseason that Herrera is a great draft and hold, best ball target, and if anything were to happen to Wilson Contreras, Herrera would be an outstanding fantasy asset. Really good hit tool. I still expect him to play over 100 games as catchers in the past seasons here, recent seasons at least. The backup catchers have gotten plenty of run in St. Louis. So in your deeper formats, Herrera might even have some viability there. But keep an eye on him. First chance of consistent playing time, Herrera becomes very, very fantasy viable. Orlando Arcia of the Atlanta Braves went 1-for-2 with a home run, a run scored, and two RBIs on Tuesday. Just highlighting Arcia because he's basically undrafted in most leagues, and he'll still play pretty much every day. Put up double-digit home runs, good runs scored for one of the best offenses in baseball. So he'll be streamable at times or in deeper formats, actually serviceable in the middle infield. So Orlando Arcia is a guy to not just sleep on. Last but not least, Lawrence Butler of the Oakland Athletics went 2-for-3 with a triple and two runs scored. Highlighting Butler because he had a monster spring. There were some high expectations last season when he got called up. Didn't really produce to those expectations, but the skills are there, showcased them this spring. And Butler's supposed to platoon potentially with Estuary Ruiz, and Butler would be on the strong side of that platoon. So keep that in mind that there'll be streaming options and maybe deeper league usage for Lawrence Butler. All right, for starting pitching highlights from the last day of spring, make sure you check out the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock, as he'll get you covered on all things you need to know. A lot of pitchers went deeper on Thursday. I saw that. Brendan Faught and others went deeper, extended their pitch counts, getting ready for the regular season. Tristan McKenzie was out there, and Chase Silseth, 10 Ks over five innings versus the Dodgers. Many more great things on the mound on Tuesday as they ramp up for the regular season. So make sure you check out the Plus Pitch podcast with Nick Pollock, as well as his SP Roundup, to get you caught up on all things spring training pitching related, the only way Nick can, the best way that Nick can to get you ready. But all right, folks, that'll do it. Another episode of the First Pitch podcast in the books. Make sure y'all check out pitcherlist.com as usual, and go check out PL Plus and PL Pro. Sign up. It'll get you into an amazing Discord, get you some PL Plus, PL Pro only content, podcasts, and other stuff. You'll be at the front of the line for future developments at pitcherlist.com. So go check all that good stuff out there. Become a member, PL Plus, PL Pro. You definitely will not regret it. That'll do it, folks. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to preview opening day of the 2024 baseball season. But for now, this was your First Pitch podcast, Wednesday, March 27th edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed, also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.